The Broward County School Board faced harsh criticisms about its response to the Parkland shooting at a meeting yesterday evening in Fort Lauderdale. WLRN's Jessica Bakeman has the details.
Lisa Olson is a teacher at Park Trails Elementary School in Parkland, a mile and a half from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas. Her son, William, is a freshman there.
As a result of the shooting, my son will carry Nicholas Cruz's bullets inside both of his arms for the rest of his life, and the emotional scars of witnessing the murders of three kids in his classroom, one of them sitting right next to him.
Olson said there was a complete lack of communication from the district to those injured in the shooting.
Even the President of the United States, the First Lady, the Governor, the Attorney General, the Chief of Staff, and a Senator had the time to hug my son, but not my school district and not my son's principal.
A couple of the board members apologized to Olson. One added they weren't allowed to know which students were injured because of federal privacy laws. Another parent also slammed the district's communications since the shooting. Nikki Pierre Grant has one child who graduated from Stoneman Douglas and others who are now in elementary school in Parkland.
If you guys at least give us something, maybe people won't be so angry. Right now, we're just getting a whole bunch of hot air.
The board heard from a student, too, who produced a report blaming the district's disciplinary policies and infrastructure spending for the shooting. Superintendent Robert Runcy responded to the parents.
We have provided information out regularly on mental health supports. You know, we've done robocalls. We've used social media.
He added, there will be a community forum on safety issues next Wednesday night at Plantation High School. I'm Jessica Bakeman in Fort Lauderdale.